Good morning and welcome to our tip of the day. Today we have special guest MVP Beth Gilardi. Beth, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so much, Linda. And you guys, I'm so excited to be with you today on the tip of the day. I love these training calls because they're quick and they give us lots of meat for us to use in our business. And you guys, I know with my tip of the day, I'm going to share the title with you in just a second, but I know that we go to meetings, we go to GTC, we get our tips of the day, and we get so excited and so motivated, but some of us really struggle with how to actually put it into play. So my tip of the day today, you guys, is practical ways to overcome your fear to help you get from being frozen to actually fruit and moving forward. So there's just a couple of them I'm going to give you. They're very practical and things that you can practice with every single day. I don't know, a lot of you might have heard my story, but when I started off, it was my husband's idea for me to do Arbonne. He was the one that was inspired by EMVP Carlita Nelson at that meeting or that party. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I can't talk in front of people. I'm pretty insecure. What are people going to think of me? I had so many of those things going around in my head. But he really challenged me to look deeper and pray about it. And Carlita then challenged me to overcome those things too. So these are just things that for the last 10 years that I've put into practice in my business. And I know it's helped me and I know it can help others as well. And I've seen it help others because that's my goal, is to help you guys apply everything that you're learning. You guys, the first one is know why you're here. And this is huge, you guys. For me, I had to have that deep conviction, because when you have that deep conviction and your whys are good and solid, it develops deep roots. And think about a big, huge oak tree. The storms can come, a hurricane can come, a tornado can come. And if their roots are deep, they might bend a little, but they aren't uprooted. And that's what we're looking to do with this business as well. We're looking to have those deep roots. And you know what? Honestly, the reasons why you're here are what develops those roots. So make sure you know why you're here and why you're doing Arbonne, because I have seen in my own life and in people on my team that when fears start to seep in, and what will people think, and can I really succeed, and what if I don't succeed, people start to forget their whys. Because you guys, all of us have just amazing reasons why we're doing Arbonne, and it's so exciting to see the fruit from that. But we can easily start to dwell on the negative things and forget those reasons. So your reasons have got to be rock solid to keep your roots deep and sturdy. So know why you're here, you guys. The second thing that I found is fear and gratitude actually don't mix. They're like oil and water, you guys. They don't mix. So that when you have a heart of gratitude, it's crazy what happens to your fear. When you have a mind that's thinking on positive things, the fear has no room in your head for that. So one of the most important things that I had to do when I joined Arbonne, and to this day, is I had to make sure that my head was pointed in the right direction. You know, you will hear us say all the time that the toughest work we do in Arbonne is between our two ears. And it's so true. I had to be willing to become a different person. I was almost 34 years old when I joined Arbonne, so I had many, many years of already kind of a mindset that was already in place of how I was. And I've run into people who have told me that, oh my gosh, I think it's normal for people to be shy and have these concerns. And I'm like, no, it's not. Because think about a little 2 and 3 year old, you guys, that can run around a room at church or wherever they're at and they talk to people. They're like, hi, my name's so and so. They have no fear. You guys, that's who we are. That's who we're supposed to be. But as we grow, layers start to lay on top of us, and all these concerns start to come into play, and it's just negativity. That's really ultimately the bottom line, you guys. And so guess what? Just like, you know, when we talk about our fitness program and people losing weight, we have 100% control over whether or not our health is good with losing weight. We have 100% control over how we see things and the way our mind functions. You guys, that's good news. That means that if you can't see yourself succeeding as an executive national vice president, that's something you have power over. Nobody else has power over that in your life and in your business. Only you do, and only I do. So to me, that was really good news, that when I found out, okay, I need to change some thought processes that I have. So that was huge for me. So I'll just give you some really quick things of what I did to do that, you guys. Well, I first became willing to adopt a new mindset. Okay, I get this. I need to renew my mind every day. How am I going to do that? Well, listening to the right things, you guys. Listening to the right people, surrounding myself with positive people. Yes, I can't take out all the negative people in my life, But I can choose to decide how much time I spend or how much I let what they share soak in. And looking for the good in everything, this is so not normal in our society. If you just kind of go to work, if you work or wherever you go, you know how everybody says people sit around the water dispenser. I can't think of what they call that. But people sit around, and what's the number one thing that goes on is gossip. So you think we've got to change a lot. So it's just deciding that I'm going to work on my head. So, guys, I've read so many books since I joined Arbon, and I will tell you, before Arbon, I was a novel reader. I actually haven't read a novel since I've been in Arbon for almost 10 years. But I've read so many books that have helped me mold and shape my head and think on good things. And that is going to change everything for you, because when your head is thinking gratitude and in a positive direction, you guys, fear can't even take root. So that's powerful. So, and that's a daily practical tip, you guys. This is something I've had to work on daily. And then the third thing, you guys, is practice. One of the things that I still do this to this day, because it helped me so much in the beginning. But when I joined Arbon, I had to practice talking to people, because this was the scariest thing for me. So I decided that whenever I'm at a restaurant, whether I'm at the grocery store checking out, wherever I am, I started practicing talking to people. And I know, you guys, not every time that I talk to somebody, no, not did it turn into an Arbon conversation, but many times it did. But what it did was it got me into the habit of being okay talking to people. So it made it easier for me to book parties. It made it easier for me when I'm at my parties to interact with those people, because when you're at your parties, you want to arrive early because you want to get to know everybody that's walking through those doors. And I have found that that has been the most effective sponsoring tool for me, because as I talk to them and ask them about their lives and ask them about their kids and their jobs, they're like, wow, that lady is really nice. I like her. She was interested in me. But, guys, when I joined Arbon, my fear and insecurity of what other people would think of me was so big that I was too shy to converse with people like that. So this is how I did it. So, for example, if I'm in a restaurant and my waitress is coming over, I would ask her about her life. Hey, is this your only job? Do you have kids? Gosh, you did such a great job. Thank you so much for your service. If I'm checking out at Sam's or Costco or the grocery store, I will ask them, gosh, you know, how was your day today? It's been really busy. It looks like you guys are crazy. And you guys would be blown away at how people respond to just comments like that. They might have you there for 30 minutes talking to you. Their face lights up because they're like, oh, my gosh, somebody's actually concerned about me. You guys, most of the world is pretty negative, and they walk through life staying in their own little world, not talking to anybody. So when that person who's in customer service actually gets a response from somebody, you've just made their day. You might have even made their week or their year. So for me, that's what I started to do, you guys, and it just completely blew open my world. So many people, and if you guys don't know my story, I don't have time to tell the whole thing, but I did have to move somewhere. I moved from Oklahoma, where I started my business, to Fresno, California, where I knew nobody. So I was in a spot where I had to literally grow from the ground up my business in a cold market. And this practical tip that I really put into practice in my first 6 months where I was in my comfort zone in Oklahoma helped me to make that transfer. So these things, and this, you guys, I do this to this day. If I'm in an elevator, it's like my rule. I got to talk to the people that are in the elevator. If I'm on an airplane, my rule is to say to the person next to me, oh, are you coming? Are you going? Yeah, sometimes I don't want to because I'm like, oh, I just want to sit here and be me. But it helps me to get out of my comfort zone. That's probably the biggest tip that's going to help you overcome your fears. And the last one, you guys, is just to put things into action. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, Despicable Me 2. I love those movies. But the second one has a classic scene of the guy trying to make a phone call to ask a gal on a date. He's pretending and practicing on the phone, and then he, you know, it doesn't work, and he blows the phone up. And I saw that with my kids, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is classic Arbon, because sometimes that's how we feel. We stare at the phone, right? We look at it, and it starts to grow fangs, and it starts to look scary, and we're like, there's no way I can do it. What I want to challenge you guys to do is to not stare at the obstacle. At that moment, the phone looks like a giant. And if we stare at the giant, we will never pick it up. But we've got to stare beyond that. That's why you want to have that first tip I gave you to know why you are here. You want to have that so big that when you see the phone looks like a teeny little bug next to it, and it looks so unscary when it's so small compared to your whys. Your whys are worth it, you guys. So look at the big picture when you're looking at the telephone. And I was talking to one of the regional vice presidents on my team the other day, Kim Ford, and we were talking about how one of the gals was saying, I just don't know how to make that call. And Kim said, and I said, you know, we just start to dial. It's always going to be that fear is always kind of there, though, unknown of what they're going to say. We force ourselves to dial on the phone because we know once it starts ringing, we're there, right? We're there because they can see our call ID. They can call us back if we hang up. We're committed when we dial those numbers. So, you guys, just look at the phone. It's just a part of the process. And look at that person that you know you want to share with the business. It's part of the process. Don't stare at the obstacle. Look at the big picture, and you will be able to overcome that every single time, almost every single time. But one of the things I want to really challenge you guys as I wrap this up is, you guys, there are so many people out there that need this business, so many people. And I feel so humbled that God brought this business into my life. And I did join for just an extra $500 a month. But really soon into it, as I started to face my fears, I realized that it was a bigger thing than me. And it was about so many other people. And every step that I took outside of my comfort zone, every step I took outside of my box, I grew. And I grew, and every step that I grew, somebody else came into my business, and their story touched my heart more than my story did. So just know that every step you take out of your comfort zone, you're affecting another person's life. And, you guys, that's what this is all about more than anything else. And you guys think about that this month, because there's so many people that are hurting during the holidays, and we can be that glimmer of hope for them. So know that this is a great time, you guys, to tackle your fears, because there are people out there that need you. And if there are people on your heart right now as you listen to this call, I want you guys to pick up the phone as soon as you listen to this tip of the day and just call them. Don't feel like you have to have perfect verbiage, you guys. Just share with them. And if you're scared to share with them because there's somebody that you just know would be amazing, that you're intimidated by that, tell them. Just say, you know what, my name is Beth, and I would love to talk with you, Susie. I have been so nervous to share this with you. It's really been scared, and I've got butterflies in my stomach, but I just got to share. That's all we got to do, you guys, because we never know what's going on inside their world of what's holding us back, you guys. So I challenge you guys to do that this month. Take everything you learn. Don't let the fear of not winning that trip or anything like that sideline you at all, you guys, because when you go for everything you've learned about to work this month, not only are you going to be on the beach with me in Cabo, but you're also going to be at least an area manager or regional vice president come May 31st. So I love you all, and thank you, Linda, for letting me be here. And you guys, I will see you all in Cabo. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Beth. That was amazing. And everyone listening, don't forget to make someone's day. Thanks so much.